The commission has found that children in kinship care experience less trauma and have fewer behavioral problems. Executive Director Amy Atkinson says the data suggests that thousands of children are informally living with kinship caregivers, but formal placement involves the courts.
And the child would have to go through the court proceedings that the parent would lose all the rights to that child. And that's a barrier. A lot of times these parents, they want to stay active in their child's life, but sometimes there's just certain circumstances, whether they've lost a job, that they just need some extra temporary help from other family members to help care for these children.
Administrators are concerned about children living with relatives just to attend different schools, but also about who has the legal authority to grant permissions, work with special ed plans, and similar cases. One option to mitigate those problems could be to use an intake process, powers of attorney, and sworn statements from caregivers. An attorney general's opinion said school systems cannot deny attendance to bona fide residents. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.